The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. And she's back. The stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin has crawled into the studio from her deathbed to be with us once again.
I've crawled out, Paul Andrews. I'm a little bit croaky and husky. I do apologise to the listener.
I thought that was deliberate.
What, the croakiness?
Yeah, the croaky voice. I thought you were trying to introduce some kind of sexiness into your voice.
Yeah, it should be telephone sales. No, I am, as some people know that follow my Twitter, still one of the unlucky ones that had some side effects from the little AstraZeneca jab. And as you know, I was not anti-vax. I was very pro. I put on full makeup to go and have it at the cinema. Had a little
took a camera crew with you.
Had a little coffee afterwards to celebrate. I mean, full makeup. I had the mascara, all the, everything.
The full Monty, eh?
Lovely coffee outside afterwards to celebrate. But since then, I'm afraid I have been a bit poorly, and you're hearing my voice. Last night, terrible headaches, and it was on the 5th of March.
Blimey.
So that's how many weeks?
Five, 6 weeks. Yeah.
And doctors, of course, are a little bit helpless. No, they're not. I mean, I've had various telephone calls with them, and I said, I never get head colds, I don't get nosebleeds, I don't get sinus trouble, I don't get headaches. So these are all the things. And I would urge you, listener, to fill in the yellow card. And I think what they should do with the when they give you the little vax, they should give you the website that you're supposed to fill in if there are any contraindications.
All right. I was given a little card with my vax, and I think that's got it on the back, isn't it?
Mine hasn't. Mine has just got... Here's mine, actually. I actually carry it with me everywhere in case I collapse. Mm. So I had batch number PV46671.
Oh, not that one. That one was dodgy, that was.
I know
that one.
I actually find it... no, it says nothing about on here. Oh, hang on. More information on the COVID vaccine or what to do after your vaccination, NHS/COVID vaccine. I went on to a yellow card thing and spent an hour putting in all my symptoms.
And anyway, I've got a dodgy thyroid. Did you know I've got a metal knee?
I know.
I bet you were enjoying that, weren't you?
Well, the awful thing was I finally got some physio and... I went into the young lady who's from Romania. She was very nice.
Right.
And she had half an hour, but their systems were down. So she didn't know why I was there. And I couldn't remember because it'd been a year. I said, could be my shoulder, could be my knee. You know, at my age, it could be anything.
Yeah. Give me an all over.
Yeah. And then she asked my what drugs. And I said, well, I take natural desiccated thyroid, which I buy from America and I pay for myself because levothyroxine that we get for free doesn't work. I can't convert the T4 to the T3.
Oh, here we go. I've missed this. I've been a year without thyroid treatments.
But then you know what she said, Paul Andrews?
No, go on.
She said, oh, I've got really bad low thyroid and my doctor's really, you know, not helping. And so I spent the whole of my half hour advising her in a non-doctor capacity of what I'd done and what books I'd read and everything else. And then the time ran out and I didn't get whatever it was I'd gone in for they'd done anyway.
You really ought to have a thyroid show, didn't you? Really,
I know, I'm thinking of it. Yeah.
Anyway,
Thyroid Thursday, we could call it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor.
Who might that be?
The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with leading employment law firm Locke Associates. They'll be bringing you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. You can find out about Locke Associates Group by going to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk, and that's Lock spelled L-O-C-H. A huge thank you to them for sponsoring the show,
of course,
as always.
Of course, they say it so much better. They go, Loch. I think when we talk about them, we should add a little backing of some bagpipes or something to make it a bit more atmospheric.
Yeah, I think they'd like that, don't you?
I do like a bagpipe, actually.
Yeah. Listen, we'd like to hear from you, all the people out there primarily the southeast of England, but wherever you're based at the moment. And you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways, but the easiest way to do that is to tweet me or to tweet her. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb or her at Jill Serkin and use the hashtag BBunker. We've had a load. We've had a truckload of tweets
humongous,
already.
Humongous, yeah.
So we might not get round to them all, but we will try. And we've got lots of information to talk to you about. And we've got two fantastic guests that we're going to talk to in the show. First up will be Dr. Ivan Meisner. And Ivan is the founder and chief visionary officer of BNI, Business Network International. And he joined us from his home in California very early in the morning for him as well. So we do appreciate him doing that for us. And then in the second part of the show, we're going to be talking to Jane Knight. And Jane is the founder of Successful Mums Career Academy. So we've got two fantastic guests to talk to. We've got lots of information to share with you. And we've got two people live in the studio for a change, which is making me extraordinarily happy because I've spent a year in this studio
warbling on your own. Yeah. I know, with our little sort of, what are they, those little what's the name things that we used to do, the catch-ups. I was going to say, I only really came in because you bribed me with ginger nuts because I said I was on my deathbed.
I said, what would it take to get you in? And she said, biscuits. And I said, what's your favourite biscuit? And she said, ginger nuts.
Yeah, I do love a ginger nut.
Do you know what? I had to drive, I have three shops I tried this morning to get a packet of ginger nuts. There's been a run on ginger nuts.
Really?
Could be your next book, Whitstable Mum and Ginger Nut Shortage. Yeah, exactly.
I noticed actually the grocer as I was driving in, I just happened to see it as I was just setting off on my Twitter, and the grocer said that it was something like Tesco has got to scale down the amount of meat it sells, which is just barmy, bonkers. Oh. You know, so you're going to get people going in and stockpiling pork chops. Has the whole world gone bonkers?
Yeah, it has, and it's been led by every one of our politicians from all of the parties who are all stonkingly mad.
Meanwhile, they're building houses on our farmland.
Oh, don't even go there.
You know, which we did a show about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
With Save Our Westgate.
Yeah.
We've had a few tweets. Shall I tell you about them?
Yeah, go for one.
So we've had a lovely froggy one from Amanda Flanders, who says it's good to have Jules Serkin back in the studio with Vanilla Webb on today's Bunker Show, even if she is a bit croaky. And she's done a lovely dancing frog. Amanda, I wish I felt as perky as that dancing frog because I'm very bunged up and I was awake all night with a headache. And it's been 6 weeks, so all sympathy coming my way. And the lovely Tracy Ferguson, I expect Amanda's mucking out, don't you, at the time?
She is. She's probably feeding her horse.
She's probably got a little transistor on a bale of hay.
Probably.
A little mug of coffee.
Do you think? No, she doesn't drink coffee.
Doesn't she? A little mug of tea. She doesn't really do hot drinks, I remember.
No, she doesn't, no. She has a cup of tea in the morning and that's it.
I was quite relieved when I bought you that licorice tea, actually, that she didn't like it, because I thought you wouldn't have got much, really, would you?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But she's probably got a little hoof pick out at the moment, don't you think?
Oh, quite possibly.
Maybe some hoof oil.
Yeah, get a Boy Scout or a Girl Guide penknife with a hoof with a hoof tool on it. Yeah.
Very useful for opening and popping open a bottle of champagne, you know, in the afternoon.
Well, that's more likely what she's doing, yeah.
We've heard from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, who is Plucky's Cards, Tasey64, on the Twitter, and she says she's tuned in live. And great to hear your banter again, Jules and Paul. And then AK Pet Services, who is our local pet taxi service, if you have a little parrot that needs to go to the vets or...
And what was that parrot called? Samson, wasn't it? Samson the parrot, yeah.
He's probably still alive because they live forever, parrots.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, longer than you.
No, it's not possible, is it?
He's probably got a little elephant in his boot today.
Yeah.
But he's listening and he suggests that I have more wine to combat the AstraZeneca jab.
Oh, don't encourage her, Adrian, please.
And the lovely Zina Nurani, who has a fabulous mental health show. What's her show called?
Mental Health. Mind Matters.
Mind Matters.
Yep.
She has
on Friday.
She has a lovely biopic, by the way. She looks very glam, and she is very glam. Mm. She says, good afternoon, Paul and Jules. Happy, terrific Tuesday, and have a lovely business bunker. And then in Tune PR, he says, yes, Jules Serkin is back in the bunker house with Vanilla Webb, now on channelradio.co.uk/2 to listen live, as you know. And there's a lovely picture. I could go on and on. There's so many tweets.
We've got hundreds. I'm going to read an email and then you can come back. There's okay. literally hundreds
I could
and
go
hundreds
on forever.
Tweets.
I yeah. might eat a biscuit while you read something.
I would have a ginger nut
I
if
will.
I were you.
Yeah.
I'm going to read an email. But do keep your tweets coming. We love to have them and keep your gifts coming. And we'll try to read as many as we can.
Yeah.
There's a charity golf day and it's not happening until July. So you've got plenty of time to think about it and book it. It's Friday the 2nd of July, 10:30 till 7. Swing into action and join us for an 18 holes of fundraising in aid of the Strode Park Foundation. They've booked into the Cave Hotel and Golf Resort in Boughton. You can make up a team of four for £60 a head. And if you're a Boughton Golf Club member, you only pay £34.50. You can let us know your team name if you've already made your foursome, but if you're an individual, let us know and we can match you up with other people to form a team. Your entry fee includes tea and coffee, bacon rolls on arrival, 18 holes of course, a two-course dinner and a prize presentation.
Oh, this sounds delicious.
Yeah. Timings for the day, 10:30 a.m. registration with tea, coffee and bacon roll, 11:15 tea off start, followed by scores in, prize presentation, two course meal, and there's an extra buggy hire is available for £25. And this is all in aid of charity, the Strode Park Foundation. You can find out all about it by going to www.strodepark, that's S-T-R-O-D-E, strodepark.org.uk/shop event charity golf day. So strodepark.org.uk to find out about the charity golf day at the fabulous Cave Hotel and Golf Resort.
Yes, where Robert Richardson is, of course.
General manager.
Ruling the roost.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not mad on golf, I don't think. I think I find it a bit slow, but I would go just for the bacon roll and the coffee
dinner.
And then the I just roll about, you know, while they play golf, I'd roll about, really.
You could be a golf groupie.
Yeah, I could be that.
You could just follow them around, couldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I could be the caddy. I wouldn't mind doing that. Is that what you call it, a caddy?
Well, it is, but you have to know what you're doing when you're a caddy.
You
Yeah, when I go, what should I take here? And it's no good you going, oh, a cup of tea and some biscuits. So they go, no, should it be a free wedge or a wood putter?
Oh, I don't know. I do know that they shout four quite a lot because I used to live opposite a golf course and they used to wake me up at 6 a.m. going, four.
Funny enough, I live opposite a golf course
do
now.
You?
Yeah.
Is that where the little silver hotel is?
In front of the London Beach Golf Club, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you play golf?
No.
Have you?
I have thrashed around a course occasionally.
Yeah, but do you play golf?
No. My boys do, but not very much these days. Jamie, my eldest, when he was younger, was exceptionally good.
He's very good at everything, isn't he?
Well, really? he was a Weetabix National Under 15 champion.
Other cereals are available.
And my nephew Dan, who's a scratch golfer, he made the finals of the Sky TV Amateur Golf Championship.
That is good. You have got quite a sporty boys. Your boys are quite sporty, aren't they? They do hockey and all sorts. And I have seen you, your prowess in the football pitch, on the football pitch. So I think it runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Runs. One of the best ways of learning how to grow a successful business is to understand how others have overcome obstacles and leveraged opportunities. Which is why four successful Kent business women are sharing their stories, and it's this Friday lunchtime. So it's Friday the 30th of April, 12 to 1. It's on Zoom, and you can hear about these successful Kent business women. They are, I hear you cry, who are they? Joanne Bell, and she's a self-made accountancy entrepreneur. And she was Kent Business Women of the Year in 2019. And then Elise Daly, who's the founder of Wonder Chup, now available in Waitrose and eaten by me and Paul Andrews.
I love a bit of Wonder Chup.
I do, on anything.
Yeah.
Even on a ginger biscuit, perhaps.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Sweet and sour. Lucy Cameron, who's an award-winning business coach. And Sophie Forrest, who's the founder of Forrest HR. She's been named the Female Entrepreneur of the Year 2020 by SME News Southern Enterprise Awards. To book, all details are on the Kent Business Bunker website, and you'll find it there, kentbizradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Chips and Dinks, Bev and Tony. Guess what? It's Business Bunker Day. Sounds like yet another cracking show with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. If you can't join us listening live, you can always listen on the catch-up. Great banter and presenters passionate about supporting SMEs. So thank you so much for that, Bev.
Did you see what they did with that, those doors?
I know. Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, so really old-fashioned, frumpy doors.
Yeah, Chips and Dinks are fantastic at recycling, repurposing and fixing things, and really well worth having a look at. Give them a follow on Twitter. Chips and A&D, Chips and Dinks, D-I-N-K-S.
And the AK Pet Services, the Adrian, says that he is actually taking Samson the parrot to the vets on Thursday.
Is he really?
And he's going to have his nails and beak done.
I know, I need my nails and beak done as well, Adrian. Yeah.
So that's lovely that he's still alive. He must be 100 now.
Oh, he must be.
And that's not just Adrian.
Do you know what? It's that time for Cheesy Tunage.
Already?
Yeah. I don't think you'll get this track. Because it's a bit obscure.
Well,
and
I've been
old.
Away for a year.
Yeah, true. It's old. It's a very old, I think it's 1960s even.
Well, I was born in...
I know you were born then.
But probably wasn't listening.
Well, okay then, smarty.
Oh, yeah, Let's Get Together.
Oh, da, da, well da, done.
Da, da, da. Oh, who's it by, though? Now, da, da, da. United we fall. Let's Get Together, anyway.
Can't he?
Can't he? Oh, it makes a big fake beat.
Bit of 1960s there. Canned Heat, Let's Work Together.
I can remember dancing to that sort of thing when I was a bit older. And you'd do that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or younger. When I was a bit older than that, when it was released.
Oh, I see,
if
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it gets played, it gets airplay.
Yeah.
Because I am still rather young, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anyway, that was my cheesy tunage. Let's Work Together is an intro to our first guest. It was an absolute pleasure to speak with Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the founder and chief visionary officer of Business Network International. Let's hear what Ivan had to say.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome this afternoon onto the Business Bunker Show, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan is the founder and chief visionary officer of Business Network International, BNI. Dr. Meisner, Ivan, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, Paul.
It's a real pleasure, and we're really excited to have you on. BNI is a very well-known organization over here in the UK, and we have many, many listeners that are members of chapters around the country here. So maybe we can start off by you giving us a bit of history to what inspired you to think of this fantastic idea in the first place.
Well, you know, I think BNI is an example of necessity being the mother of invention. I needed referrals for my consulting practice. And I'd like to tell you that I had this vision of an international organization with thousands of chapters all over the world, but I just needed some referrals.
Yeah.
I put together some friends who I trusted. I hoped that they trusted me and that we would refer each other. Mm. And the reason I put that together was I went to networks that were really mercenary. And, you know, I would leave those and I felt like I needed to get a shower because everyone was trying to sell to me. And then I went to these networks that were really social.
Yep.
Nobody was doing business and I didn't like either of those. And so I wanted to have something that was business related, but not hard sales, and that was relational.
Yep.
And the glue that would hold it together in my mind was this idea of giver's gain, this idea that if I help you, you'll help me, we'll all do better. And someone came who couldn't join that first group because we only take one person per profession. So one in each category. And she said, this is great. Would you help me open up my own chapter? Because I can't join your chapter. And I was like, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant. You know, I don't run a network. And she said, well, this is helping me with business. And I said, well, okay, that's a stretch, but so I opened a second group.
Yeah.
A couple dozen people came, two couldn't join because of a conflict with the other professions. Mm. And they said, would you help us open up a group? And I said, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant.
Yeah.
And they made the same argument. At the end of the year, we had 20 chapters.
Right.
Wow. And that was the point. It was December 1985 where it just hit me. That was my Brody moment, you know, in the movie Jaws, where the chief of police says, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my Brody moment. That was like, oh, this is going to be way bigger than I ever anticipated.
Yeah.
And that's when I created the plan to scale BNI. We now have over 10,100 chapters in more than 70 countries around the world.
That's fantastic. And I love that story because it is so true. There are so many entrepreneurs. I'm a business owner myself and exactly the same as you. So many entrepreneurs come up with an idea for a particular reason that just for whatever, just it takes off and grabs the imagination. I interview some people that have started businesses and they try to claim that they spotted all this and they worked it all out before they even started. And I really don't always believe that because in my experience, most successful entrepreneurs kind of hit on something and then go, wow, we could grow this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it was an issue of looking back, because in December of every year, I take a week or more off and reflect.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck just happened? Because that was not in my plan.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about push marketing versus pull marketing. Push marketing where, man, you're pushing. It's hard work. Mm. And pull marketing where you're just getting pulled through the marketplace.
Yeah.
And I sat down and I thought, that is exactly what I'm experiencing. Being a consultant is push marketing.
Yeah, sure.
You are. It's hard work. But I was being pulled through the marketplace. And I realized I'd better pay attention to this because this is going to be pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely. And wow, you can't get much bigger than you have. Well, I'm sure you can, but you know, it's a huge organization.
Well, we hope to. But yeah. I'll tell you a funny story. 6 months later, I was calculating how many chapters could BNI have someday. And I, you know, this is in the old days before Monsieur Google. You know, I had to go to the library and pick up books and look through the books on populations and whatnot. And I remember telling a friend of mine, I think BNI someday could have 10,000 chapters. Mm. And he looked at me and he said, and how many chapters do you have now? Mm. I said, 30. He said, and you think you could have 10,000 chapters? I said, yeah, I really do. And I remember him saying, well, it's good to have goals, Ivan, very good to have goals. Here we are, took 36 years, and we hit 10,000.
Absolutely. I mean, but when you start to think about it, and you think about the format of BNI and how it works and what it does, here in the UK, we have 5.9 million small businesses. Yeah. And we're only a small island, you know, on the edge of Europe. And we've got nearly 6 million businesses here. And they all need marketing and they all need customers. And most of them are run by people that don't know how to market or get customers.
Right. And they've never been taught in school how to
build referrals. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, your 10,000 goal is, you know, once you think about it from that point of view, it's easily there, isn't it? The numbers are certainly there.
The numbers are there.
Yeah, absolutely. And where are you at the moment in that? How many chapters have you got?
We have 10,164.
So you've hit the goal, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I get a daily report on how many members and how many chapters we are worldwide.
Wow, okay, that's unbelievable. And that's happened in the space of just over 35 years?
36 years.
Yeah, yeah. And that's awesome. Unbelievable. But just for the one or two people, and there aren't many people, most people in the UK know about BNI, but just for the few that don't or that are new to business, just give us an overview, Ivan, if you would, of how it actually works when you're a member of a local chapter.
So we get together every week. Our primary purpose is to pass each other referrals. We have a very structured meeting where we have open networking for a while. Now, right now, most all of our chapters are meeting online. So we did a pivot last year from in-person, 10,000 weekly in-person meetings to 10,000 weekly online meetings.
Yeah.
We are transitioning back in some areas where it's safe. And so we get together, we network for a while, we have a structured meeting, everyone has a chance to introduce themselves every week. We have a featured speaker who's one of the members who goes into more detail, but more important than anything else, at the end of the meeting, we give the referrals.
Yeah.
And we each person stands up and they say, I have a referral for so-and-so, I have a referral for so-and-so. Last year, we passed over 13.1 million referrals.
Wow.
During COVID, the craziest year of my lifetime. This organization passed 13 million referrals. They generated, in what we call thank you for closed business, those 13 million referrals were worth $16.2 billion US dollars worth of business for our members during COVID. Really
That's
amazing.
That's unbelievable. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm interested in this as well, because as you say, BNI is traditionally a networking group, a referral group that meets normally in this country. They meet for breakfast. I don't know if it's the same everywhere.
It's pretty much the same everywhere. It varies a little, but over 85% of our groups meet in the morning.
Yeah. But of course, during the pandemic, globally, we've all had to close down. We can't meet with each other. And lots of us have taken things online, as you've just said. Going forward, when we unwind from this and we're eventually back out, do you see that there may be some retention of online meetings as well as the face-to-face stuff? Or do you think you'll go back entirely to face-to-face?
I think the answer is yes. To going back to face-to-face, at least in part, and online. Yeah. We have 400 groups that have never met in person.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We started the year with 9,700. We ended the year with about 10,100. So we have 400 groups who've never met in person. Okay. They may never meet in person.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're at this point, we're very open. We don't want to say, this is what we're going to do. Instead, we want the market to help drive our direction. My inclination, my belief, is that we'll end up with some combination, that there will be maybe some who meet only online, maybe some who only meet in person, but I think there's going to be a lot that'll be a hybrid.
Yeah.
They'll meet in person, they'll meet online maybe several weeks a month and meet in person once a month. Because in person, Paul, nothing beats in person.
Yeah.
Being able to shake someone's hands, look them in the three-dimensional eyes rather than a Zoom, you know, two-dimensional figure is just really powerful. So I think we're going to see some kind of combination.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I couldn't agree more. I mean,
by the way, can I just add one thing?
Yeah.
I predicted that in 2018.
Right, okay.
Not because of COVID, but because of technology. I did an article for entrepreneur.com that basically said the future of face-to-face is online.
Mm.
and that we're going to see, because of technology, this transition to more and more online. And wow, my organization kind of flipped out when I said that. Yeah. But now it's like, wow,
yeah.
Look what's happening.
Absolutely. And sometimes these things act as a catalyst to drive where we're going to go. You know, I don't know if it's the same these days. Many years ago, I lived and worked in the US, but I'm not sure if it's the same there now. Here in the UK, we've had lots of small retail businesses, especially, that struggle against the big internet companies and online deliverers, but were very slow at adopting technology themselves.
Yeah.
And one of the benefits, if you can think of it like that, of the pandemic has been to force them into adopting technology. Yeah. So we've had a lot of small retailers go and develop e-commerce sites and click and collect sites and that kind of stuff, and have suddenly discovered the power and the cost savings of doing stuff online. Is that similar in the US?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. You know, we certainly had pushback in the early part of last year, certainly, you know, March, April of last year. I remember doing the very last live presentation I did last year, in-person presentation I did last year. And a woman came up to me afterwards and she said, you know, I see we're transitioning into online. I think that's important. But we have a guy, he's little gray hair like I have, you know, he's been around a long time. And she said, he's a baby boomer and he just doesn't want to do the online thing. And I said, I don't usually tell people to say this, but I told her, say this. Tell him, Ivan said he hates change. It's true. I hate change.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Who loves? Well, maybe some people do, but yeah. I hate change. The only thing I hate more than change is failure. And so tell him, I said he can change or he can fail. The choice is his. You can't make him do it. He's got to want to do it. And those really are his choices right now. And I said that to him in March of last year. And here we are, 2021, same time frame roughly. And he made the change and, you know, still active in the organization and kept his business alive.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. One of the other things I want to kind of just talk to you about, if I may, Ivan, is you've also written a number of books, I believe. Yeah. So just give us an overview of the kind of books that you've written and the subject matter.
Well, there's, you know, I've done 26 books. One of my favorites is Who's in Your Room? And it's about the quality of the people that you surround yourself with. Right. You know, the people that you let into your life are going to be in your room forever, one way or another, whether they're in your mind or not. You know, even if you've gotten them out of your life, they're still in your head. And so it's about creating the secret to creating your best life. It's a real quick read. But I just recently did a book with two of your countrymen.
Right.
Greg Davies and Julian Lewis, we wrote a book called Infinite Giving, and it's about the seven principles of giver's gain. And, you know, it's been our core value in BNI almost since the beginning. And what we try to do with this book is to say, what is giver's gain? Mm. How does it evolve into infinite giving? And it's a book that I did with two people in the UK.
Right. Okay.
And it's available on Amazon, as are almost all my books.
Okay. So look out for that, folks. Check it out. Check it out on Amazon. Check out Ivan's books. So you've passed your 10,000 goals.
Yeah.
The numbers involved in referrals in terms of business generated are absolutely phenomenal. I think you mentioned $16 billion US dollars. Where do you see the organization going from here?
Absolutely. Within the next, I believe, certainly 5 to 10 years, we're going to have millions of members, not hundreds of thousands.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to move this from 280,000 to millions of members. We haven't finished the number crunching because we want to kind of have an idea of what kind of process, what kind of hybrid system or blended system we're going to have. But we believe that that blended system will actually enable us to have millions of members.
Yeah.
So it maybe took 30 years to get to a quarter of a million. We think that within 5 to 10 years, we'll be in the millions.
Absolutely. Over here again in the UK, during 2020, the year of the pandemic, we created 835,000 new businesses.
Wow.
Which is astonishing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
At a time when you can't do anything.
And many businesses pivoted. You know, they were in one business and transitioned, at least temporary. One of my favorites is a furniture reupholstery shop in California. Not exactly an essential business. She had to lay off all of her employees.
Right.
And one of the things that we do in BNI is one-to-ones, just like almost like we're doing here, where we're, you know, you get in on a Zoom call and you do this one-to-one and talk to each other. And the BNI member said to her, you have a lot of cloth, don't you? And she said, well, I literally have tons of cloth in my warehouse. Right. He said, have you thought about making COVID masks? And she said, no. Now, this was back in March of 2020 when there weren't masks, you know, there weren't masks around.
Yeah.
And so she made 100 masks and gave two to 50 people, many BNI members. And she said, one's for you, one, give this one with my card to a nurse, to a doctor, to a senior center, and let them know that I can produce these very quickly.
Right.
She was inundated with orders.
I'm sure, yeah.
She was able to re-employ all of the staff she laid off.
Wow.
You know, physically distance them. She became a COVID mask manufacturing business, an essential business.
Absolutely.
And what impact did that have? That impacted many families.
Yeah.
Who would have been out of work, but they were now working again because of her being able to pivot.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've had some similar stories here. Where we are based in Kent, it's a great food and drink producing area. And we've got loads of beer brewers and gin distillers, and some of them pivoted into making hand sanitizer from alcohol. You know, it just required a bit of thought and the willingness to do it. And it's a bit like you said earlier about your colleague that you spoke to about either embracing change or failing.
Yeah,
you know, when you sit there and go, my God, my business has just collapsed because of COVID. What can I do? You can either try and do something or you can just sit there and cry.
Yeah, so here's how I describe it. Over the years, I've seen during challenges, and last year was the biggest challenge I've ever seen, people either get frozen by fear or focused by fear.
Yeah.
And I kept telling people that would listen, you have to, we live in fearful times. You have to let that fear focus you. You need to hone in on what you can do and not obsess over all the things you can't do, because that won't get you where you want to go. And those people who got focused by fear ended up, I think, doing quite well.
Absolutely.
Under the circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ivan, we're coming to the end of the time for the interview, and I just want to mention one of the things about BNI. Of course, we've talked a lot about its growth as a membership-based organization and the amount of referrals that you've made. But, of course, it is also a business organization, and you offer franchises to the right people. Do you just want to mention that briefly?
We do. We've been franchising for almost 30 years. It is a business opportunity in local regions. Most of the UK is covered. They exist. But some people will sometimes be in the market to transition out of the franchise and retire. So there are franchises available. But yeah, we started that back in the US, I think in like 1991, we started franchising because we felt that local ownership really helped get a local focus. So the key here is that the business, when you're doing, when you're in a BNI chapter, it's supporting a local UK business, not a global, not just a global international company, but a local person who runs the territory.
Absolutely. Look, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And we really do appreciate it. Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer of BNI. Thank you so much for being on the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks for having me on, Paul. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back. That was the fantastic Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer of BNI, Business Network International. Brilliant. It was great
fun. Hear the voice and the person behind BNI, because we've all been for years, haven't we? And,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's really great to hear his insights.
And the honesty about how he started and why he started and then how they've grown the organisation. And he's absolutely right. You know, when you think about it, how many small businesses there are in the world, you know, to have 10,100 chapters already. I'm sure I spoke to him a couple of days ago. It's probably up to 10,500 by now already. But, you know, you can see that his goal of having 1 million-plus members is easily achievable.
Yeah.
You know, so fantastic. And I really do appreciate him. Because he's living in California, we did that interview really early in the morning.
3 in the morning or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, so he got up really early to do that. So I do appreciate it.
We fantastic. Could all do with a little bit of Californian sunshine, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We got loads of tweets and loads of stuff that we need to cover. So the lovely folks at Athelbrey have said, a sunny Business Bunker day. Could you give a shout out for Kate's fundraising next week for guide dogs? 100,000 steps in 7 days for their Walk Your Socks Off 2021 challenge. If every bunker business could donate £1, we'd make thousands. Kate, this time next year, we'll be billionaires. Yeah. And she says, the woofers say thank you. That's the dogs. And we're all going to donate our pound or a little bit more if you can afford it to justgiving.com/fundraising. Kate, it's run out of what it is. That's not going to work. Follow them on Twitter, Athelbrey Limited. Athelbrey LCD is their Twitter handle for the full link. And I'll put the link on the Kent Business Radio website. But it's justgiving.com/fundraising. Kate, something or other.
So have a look on the Kent Business website after the show.
Yeah, or follow them on Athelbrey Limited on their Twitter handle.
And you'll find out.
If you click on it, you can see the full link. But when I clicked on it, my phone went blink, blink.
As they do. Cool. And I'm just having a look at it. So we have a Sittingbourne bus and coach operator in Chalkwell, and they're going to replace 2 services operated by Arriva. And Chalkwell is to take over 360 and 361 routes, which link Laysdown, Eastchurch, Minster, Queensborough, Rushenden and Sheerness on the Isle of Sheppey. I always think the Isle of Sheppey sounds better than it is, but it is rather beautiful.
The sun-kissed Isle of Sheppey.
John Nurden.
Copyright Mr. John Nurden.
Of Cobweb Towers. Arriva has planned to hand back the services in June, but has agreed to wait until July, not quite sure why, and Chalkwell will take over on Monday, July the 12th. So I don't know if that's positive or negative. You can tweet us at Business Bunker if you take those buses in that area.
Well, I think it's positive because Arriva were going to stop the bus routes, so Chalkwell have stepped in and offered a bus service, and we need a bus service, presumably.
We certainly do.
Yeah, especially if you're not going to be allowed to have a car any longer. Yeah. I've had a tweet. Or a boiler, yeah. I've had a tweet, or any heat or light. I had a tweet from the lovely Sandra at Recovery Well. She says, afternoon, lovely people at Business Bunker, wishing you a great show on this beautiful sunny day, and it's warm at last. I'm happily delivering various holistic treatments today, so unable to listen live, but would really appreciate a shout out. Also, I have therapy rooms for hire by the day or half day, and you can follow Sandra on the Twitter at Recovery Well which is our Twitter handle. And do you know what?
Yeah.
It's that time for the FSB news.
Is it? Doesn't it come now?
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Cool. I'm going to give you a number of activities that are going on, and at the end of it, I'll give you a link to look at all of them, to find out more and to book any of them that you fancy. There's a Maximise Your Membership event taking place on Thursday the 29th of April at 12:30 until 1:30. We're pleased to invite you to this seminar, which will give you the tools to maximise your FSB membership. This will be an hour's worth of spending to ensure you're getting all the help you can when you need it most. There's Get Customers Using Google Maps on Thursday the 6th of May, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Join Google Digital Garage and the FSB for a series of events to help you build your digital skills. We're proud to be working with Google Digital Garage to create a series of events. Our webinars are free to attend, open to everyone, and delivered by Google Digital Garage trainers and FSB staff, ready to help and support your learning, whatever your goals. On the 26th of May, that's a Wednesday.
That's my birthday.
It's a happy birthday to Jules. And it's also Maidstone Virtual Networking from 4 till 5 p.m. Peter Searle is the host for this free FSB Connect online event in partnership with Metro Bank. These Maidstone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. The guest speaker at this event is Stephanie Unthank, who is the director of Infinity Wellness. The next day, and you can get up the next day and do this, is the Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking on Thursday the 27th of May at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. The event is hosted by FSB Folkestone area host Wendy Flanagan of the Holistic Home. And then into the 4th of May, Tuesday the 4th of May, 10:30 a.m. until 12 p.m, how to find and win more tenders. This session offers an ideal hands-on introduction and insight to those new to the world of tendering, as well as those who need a steer in the right direction. On Wednesday the 12th of May is Kent Membership Matters, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Find out what FSB Kent are doing locally and understand the benefits of FSB membership to ensure you're getting all the help you can when you need it most. We've then got preparing to bid within the public sector on Wednesday the 2nd of June, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. At 12 noon, this masterclass will be focusing on showcasing how to find opportunities that are small business friendly within the public sector. Now, all of those events can be found by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, where we list every event for Kent and Medway, plus some national events. And you can find all of those events in fuller detail and with booking links. And the vast majority of them, if not all of them, are free to attend. There's a webinar on the 30th of April, 12 noon to 1 p.m. It's an hour-long session with Tom and Adeshi from the Bank of England, and they're going to be talking about the end of LIBOR, and what this change will mean for businesses. For those that don't know, LIBOR is the London Interbank Overnight Rate. It's the interest rate businesses pay on loans and other financial products, and it's often based on the sterling LIBOR benchmark. But this is being discontinued at the end of 2021. So new products are being based on more robust alternatives, and many existing contracts will need to be changed to use them. The Bank of England has been working closely with banks, trade associations and corporate representatives to support a smooth transition, and will help explain whether you might be affected and what steps you may need to make to make the change. You're going to be hearing from Tom Horn, who's the Senior Manager, Risk-Free Rate Transition from the Bank of England, and Adeshini Nadu, who's the Manager, Risk-Free Rate Transition, also at the Bank of England. If you want to find out about this, you can drop an email to craig.moore@fsb.org.uk. That's craig.moore@fsb.org.uk. My pages are stuck together.
You don't want that to happen.
No.
Come on, what have you done? Spilt something on them?
No. See you there, Vanish. Yeah. Okay. Listing your business on Google Maps provides you with a quick and simple way of attracting and engaging customers locally. I've done that one already, haven't I?
Keep up.
Yeah, I've done that.
Come on, I'm the one convalescing.
I'm going to give a mention as well to the FSB app. And this is the last time I'm going to tell you, download the app. Well, there's a new FSB app. We're by your side wherever you are. Manage your membership on your mobile, access your benefits, and find out what's happening near you. It's never been easier to make the most of FSB. Simply click on the Apple App Store button if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store button if you're an Android phone user. That's the FSB news for this week.
And we need now another little. I quite like that music at the beginning. It's sort of like Superman, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, it's global news.
Yeah. Is it? What, the super of the FSB bit?
Yeah, no, the jingle.
Did you pinch it?
No. The jingle I use, yeah. I use different people for doing my jingles.
Yeah.
And when I went to try and find someone, they said, what do you want? And I went, something that sounds like a Superman. Newsroom. Yeah.
I think you should wear a red cloak and those sort of black knickers when you read it out.
Yeah, yeah. I said, I want it to sound like, you know.
Oomphy.
Yeah. The Globe News you know, something like that. And he went, and that's what he did. It was brilliant,
well,
wasn't it? Yeah.
He's a man to know, isn't he?
Absolutely.
And I do apologise for my blocked nose. It is because of my AstraZeneca. I don't have anything wrong.
Apart from a blocked nose.
Apart from
Scandinavian Homes have tweeted.
Yeah, I saw that. I fancy one.
And they say, if any of your business listeners are looking for a high-quality garden office, they should give us a call. And here's the phone number, 0845 299 6337. Let me give you that again. It's the phone number for Scandinavian Homes if you're looking for a high-quality garden office, 0845 299 6337. Or you can follow them on the Twitter. Scand Homes LTD is their Twitter handle.
Yeah, they sound good. And, of course, we have Kent Sectional Buildings, who are regulars, tweeters. And I did phone them about a home office, and they had like a year waiting list.
Yeah.
Because everybody's
trying to get one.
Yeah, and everybody wants a garden. The salad makers, Bacavor, are creating 150 jobs. So there's some positive news at their Tilmanstone site, which is, where is that? It's
it's Dover Deal, where, you know, it used to be a coal mine.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you used to go down the mines?
Yeah, yeah, when I was a miner, it was down there.
Up the chimney or
when
down
I was
the
little, I was a miner.
When you were a miner.
See what I did there?
I do, that's quite good, that one. They're all permanent sites, permanent roles across day, evening and night shifts, and there's 150, as I said, new jobs. And the posts are seen as a boost for the local economy at a time when the fallout from COVID has resulted in the highest level of UK unemployment for 8 years. And this is part of the growth plans for the Tilmanstone site, which have been developed in partnership with the company's supermarket customers and a growing national trend in online food shopping. And they specialise, as I said, in making bagged and bowl salads. So that's good. That's good news. I like that.
Yeah. The lovely Jan Cavell has been on.
She
said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker, please, Vanilla Web, especially in my author capacity for my book, Scale for Success, please. She has put a link in another tweet to where you can acquire a copy of the book. So the easiest thing is to follow Jan on Twitter, Jan Cavell. That's all one word, JanCavelle. And you can find the link to buy her book. And Jan was on the Business Bunker show some months ago, wasn't she?
And Mike Thompson must be listening in, the lovely, talking of jingles. Mm. And he's rather good at them, isn't he? He did my Scoff and Quaff one. Mm-hmm. Says he's a BNI Hastings member.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
In fact, the way I feel, I should start a Scoff and Quaff show. Perhaps.
Scoff and Quaff, yeah.
For medicinal advice.
Yeah, or snot and cough.
That's a bit tacky, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it suits you.
I'll tell you, there's something you'd like here. You'd like this.
Yeah.
German Doner Kebab.
Oh, fantastic.
Has confirmed it's opening a new store in Canterbury this month, creating 25 jobs. I can't quite get my head around a German Doner Kebab because it's Greek, isn't it? Or Cypriot
or Turkish.
The restaurant chain, also known as GDK, is taking up residence in the former game unit on the fringes of Whitefriars next to KFC. Mm. So that must be near where Where is KFC? I can't even remember.
Next to German doner kebabs, whatever.
It's and only game changing.
Yeah, it's in St George Street or whatever it is.
Okay, I get terribly lost around there. Yeah. And I've lived here all my life, practically, but I still get lost. The chain has branches across the world and is expanding into a number of areas across the UK. It has a strong presence in London, but so far it's just one other Kent store in Maidstone. Doner kebab, funny old thing, isn't it? I've never really known what part of an animal that is when it's going round. I mean, well, that's not a leg, is it?
Yeah, no, it's bits. That's their USP, isn't it? Yeah. It's healthy doner kebab. But it made me laugh being...
A healthy one.
Yeah, it made me laugh being German doner kebab.
It's like Donner, Bratwurst or something.
No, I kept thinking of Donner and Blitzen.
Doodlebug.
Yeah, you know, Donner and Blitzen, the old Father Christmas, his two reindeers. With Rudolph, yeah.
I only knew Rudolph. I didn't know Donner and Blitzen.
You know Donner and Blitzen?
No, I obviously had a misspent youth.
Yeah, well, Donner, yeah. It's thunder and lightning in German.
See,
yeah,
I don't Donner know all Blitzen. Of that.
Yeah, anyway.
But they should have names like, you know, Doodlebug and Bratwurst and Donner and Blitzen, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I must tell my mum. She never told me about the names of the reindeers when I was growing up.
Oh, have a word.
I will.
Yeah. Diamond Circle Weddings. We are so excited, Vanilla Web Jewel Circuit, on the Business Bunker. This Saturday, the 1st of May 2021, our wedding licence with KCC goes live for the launch of our brand new venue in Kent. To find out our first and save your date, click on the link below. And they've given us a bit.ly link, which is bit.ly/New Kent Venue. So that's bit.ly/New Kent Venue. Click on it. Find out where Diamond Circle Weddings are going to be holding their weddings during 2022.
That's good news for Canterbury, because I went there last week. I can't remember what for some reason. And I was sad to see my local card shop had gone. It was a really nice independent card shop that had little gifts.
Right.
Where, I don't know where, on the corner of Hotel Chocolat, you know, the chocolate place. Or Chocolate, Hotel Chocolate. And it had gone, and it was very sad. It was all boarded up. And I was just nipping in to get a couple of cards. So it was sad to see so many shops boarded. So it's good to see that things are happening as well.
Yeah.
And that Fruitworks is back. I saw them brewing up coffee.
Yep.
Little tables.
Learn to shine. Learn shine on the Twitter. Yes, please, can we have a Business Bunker shout out? The Learn to Shine School is a new pathway for special educational needs children and families feeling left behind and frustrated. Let us empower you. Now, look, that's from Nicola from Learn to Shine. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Nicola's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks' time when we're going to talk a lot more about this, but it's fantastic what she's doing. She's starting her own school for specifically looking after people with special educational needs. So it's a story that's breaking. We're going to be covering it more on the Business Bunker Show. But for the moment, give them a follow on the Twitter at Learn Shine. Fantastic.
There's stuff. A man on Twitter.
Is there?
Called, there was quite a few, but he's called Anders Liegestam. Sounds Dutch.
Of course he is. Yeah.
And he's got a male pheasant visiting his garden.
You're slow to the game, mate.
Yeah.
Over here in England, I get them all the time.
Yeah. Lovely.
The lovely Karen Pines has said, Paul, and all your Twitterers out there, enjoy every day for the gift it is. Helping the over 45s move closer to the employment market. And we're here to help. And that's from Karen Pines of Social Enterprise Kent. And you can follow them on the Twitter. You can follow them on the Twitter as well.
And Twizzle.
Social Ent, E-N-T, Kent. Or you can follow Karen Pines _ Karen. Do check that out.
And book now for the Marsh Network Online, which is this Wednesday. So after Manana. Oh, it is Manana. Gosh, I don't even know
Manana.
What day it is.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it is Manana. Last chance to book, they say. So you can. It's 10:30 tomorrow, Manana, on the 28th of April. And you go to www.marshnetwork.co.uk to get your place. And they say, join us and enjoy our style of relaxed professional networking with organisations across Kent, East Sussex and further afield. And their speaker is Joe Gallant on websites, branding and communication. And you'll need paper and pencil. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
My pens are always run out at home. You can email for
I've got lead in my pencil.
Have you?
Yeah.
And your leg.
Yeah.
So you can get a free ticket from the Terry Botfield, and he is on terry@botfield.net. That's botfield.net. And you can also go to botfieldassociates.co.uk, and he's on Twitter at TD Botfield. Botty, B-O-T-T-Y, which always brings a snigger into the studio.
Absolutely.
Because we're like that.
I've had a tweet from Martin, collector's buddy, buddy_museum on the Twitter. Yes, please, Paul, can I have a Business Bunker shout out? I've been fundraising for charity on eBay this week. We've been discussing World Cup Willy earlier on. Have a great day, and I'm listening live. So thank you, Martin. Do follow Martin. He's a great one for raising funds for local charities, so give him a follow.
Often in the loft.
Yeah, often to be found in the loft.
Yes, lofty.
Which is where I found my World Cup Willy. But more of that later.
That's just too much. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Okay, just the picture of it.
We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. Okay. Yeah, so you can read that when we come back.
I will.
Let's go to the Channel Radio newsroom.
Can't wait.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.